بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, الحمد لله, during this period Hazrat has prescribed one is to go briefly over the ash'ar that are read when we make zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then we'll realize these are not just poems to entertain us, but these are great, great du'as. And if a person ponders and meditates on it, then the reality of zikr, inshallah, will come into our heart. And then most important, we are going to be doing this kitab, Anwar al-Salah. That is the great nur that Allah Ta'ala has put in our salah, which is a very, very important subject of our life. As we start, inshallah, we will understand and realize that this is a course I supposed to have done long time. And the more I do this course, the more I realize I need it more and more. So firstly, we'll just start with the basic 1-2 ash'ar that we read in our zikr. As we learn, that first of all, better is that we take our time when the mind is at ease. We're not feeling sleepy, etc. And that time that you are not don't got any other thing on your mind, you should clear your mind. And that time that you are free and you can concentrate on your zikr. And then we read the ayah. First, we start with durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because all these great, great ni'mat, who has brought it to us? None other than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our dada Shaykh has said so beautifully, agar salli ala na ho zubapar, to kya asar hoga aao fugami? That if you don't have durood on your tongue, then whatever you do will have no effect. Even your du'as won't have effect, your zikr won't have effect. Because after all, in the sadqah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole world came into existence. Then if it was not for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we shouldn't know about Allah Rabbul Izzat. So very, very important in our daily life also. Whatever we do, first Bismillah and wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah. Read durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect of our life, even we walk out of the house, enter the house, drive our cars, whatever. Then we read this ayat, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, you remember me, I am remembering you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala all the time remembers us. Every creation Allah is remembering us. And here when Allah is telling us, you remember me, in other words, Allah is saying, I am giving you tawfiq to remember me. Now take the opportunity and make my zikr. And as our zikr, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that zikr is to become conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Not when I make my zikr, then I'm half sleepy, and I don't finish the kalima properly, and then I say I don't get effect in zikr. We start, La ilaha, and you fall off to sleep. Then you gain again, La ilaha, and you fall off. So you didn't complete the kalima. So we have to be alert and take our time and make our zikr here in the khanka, mashallah. Every morning, evening, zikr is taking place to train us. The real, now we in the workshop. When we go home, then we'll see whether our car was serviced properly. Then we will see whether we are really taking our time to make our zikr. And then when we say, when we make zikr, we start with the song, Dil mera ho jahe ek medani hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That zikr is on the tongue. But the object of zikr is that Allah Ta'ala's connection must come in the heart. So Allah will only come in the heart when the heart is empty of everything. Because the heart is the palace of the king of Allah, the king. And the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says that the whole skies are too small, I can't fit in it. The earth is too small, I can't fit in it. If there's a place I can fit, is the heart of a believer. But that heart has to be empty and it has to be clean. Then Allah will come in my heart. So when we start our zikr already, we say, Ya Allah, dil mera ho jai, my heart, let it become such a medani hu, medan, an open field. Let my heart now become an open field. Not all the other thoughts that are in my heart, etc. That if I don't take my medicine, I won't get better. If I don't go to the doctor, then what will happen to me? No, take out all that from my heart. And what now when my heart is an open field, what should be in my heart? Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Oh Allah, only you come into my heart. Only you come into my heart. Only you come into my heart. So daily we just ponder over this, we'll see just the beginning of the zikr will start having an effect on us. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that zikr is not just an entertainment, is just not just a pastime, but is our very, very important spiritual medicine. But it has to be done properly. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This very important subject that we are doing now with regard to our salah, which is a very, very important aspect of our life, and all the mashayikh, they have made great effort that in the month of Ramadan, people who come for the Islah, for the Reformation, that this important subject of Salah is taught. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. This is a kitab known as Anwar al-Salah. It is actually a bayan of a very great Sheikh, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a very great pious personality, and he became Shaheed in the battle in India against the British. Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote this kitab, and in this kitab he explains the reality of the Salah. And we find that after Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh wrote this kitab, he wrote it in the old Urdu, which was very not easy to understand. Then a great Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Mona Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Shaykhul Hadith, whose name was Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, his friends, when they saw this kitab, they said that this is a very, very great kitab. It should be reprinted and it should be published. So they requested him, and then he took up the task, and he didn't just reprint the kitab, he gave a little explanation in between also to make it easier for us. And then today we got this Mubarak kitab, and we see the system of Allah Ta'ala. When we show eagerness, we want to get connected to Allah, and we look for a person, and Allah puts in our heart that this person is a wali of Allah, he'll guide me. Then accordingly Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart of the Shaykh how to give us our guidance. So Hazrat explained that many years ago, now this, the lessons are carrying on for over 20 years already. And Hazrat explained when he started this silsila of itikaf, etc., then it came in Hazrat's mind that what kitab should I teach in this period. Hazrat went into his library and his hand just touched this kitab. And Anwar al-Salat came into his hand. And this is the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we see when we come with ikhlas and sincerity and talab, Allah Ta'ala makes the means. Allah Ta'ala opens the way. We have to have talab and desire. Then Allah Ta'ala opens. So this kitab has been done over many, many years already. But it doesn't mean that now a person thinks that I did it already. Some people, mashallah, a year, few years also. Others maybe didn't, are just new, or some might have heard it also, and you heard it on the live streaming. But it doesn't mean that I did it every year. Now it's just, I'm just sitting for the subject. I'm just sitting to fill up this gap. No, we should realize, like in our matters of deen or in dunya also, every day you have breakfast. You don't say, every day I'm having breakfast, now no more breakfast. Or every day I have eggs, now I'm not going to have eggs anymore. Every day I have lunch, I have rice, I'm not going to have rice. No, you want it all the time. You want it. So similarly, in your matters of deen also, you don't say, every day I'm reading Surah Al-Fatiha, now Aliyazu Billah, I don't want to read it again. That Quran Sharif I read every day, now Aliyazu Billah, I'll read another kitab. No, a person, the more you realize and the more you read it, like we see, the more we have breakfast, then we come to know the Hakims tell us, most important meal, breakfast. Now more eager you're doing it. So exactly the same, as we learn this kitab, we come to know that the most important aspect of our life is Salah. Now you come to realize. And the other important thing is that this kitab is not read just to gain knowledge, that I know this bayans already. I heard it already. So if a person comes with that intention, he won't benefit whatsoever. But if you come with the intention that I come to get the fares of my Shaykh, That is from our Hazrat, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, down barakatum, all the nur and anwarat of the connection with Allah Ta'ala that is in his heart, that he has got from, Hazrat has got from his sheikh, and right till Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from Allah Ta'ala. If you come with that affair, with that intention, then you'll see the object is not just to gain knowledge. The object is ma'lumat ku ma'amulat banana. That this knowledge now must become your action, your practical life. And that is what is important, and that is why we have come here. And that is why Hazrat explains here in the beginning, the muqaddama, the preface, the introduction of this kitab. We first have to understand the introduction, then we can move ahead. Otherwise we'll think, ah, it's Anwarus Salah, I got the kitab also, I got the CD also. But every time you sit with an open heart in the majlis of your sheikh, and this is not my majlis, this is a majlis of our sheikh, inshallah. And whatever we have learned from Hazrat, in our broken way, we try to put forward. So we should, according to our desire and intention, Allah will open the heart. Allah will put proper understanding. Allah Ta'ala is Qadir Mutlaq. Allah Ta'ala has got total power. Allah Ta'ala will put the right understanding in our heart, according to our desire. So we should be desiring this. So Hazrat says here first, نَحْمَدُ وَنُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And this is Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He is bayan. Now he is saying what he gave in his bayan. He said, first of all, you must understand, سُلُوك وَتَصَوُّف or شَغَلْ وَذِكَرْ كَ تَرِيقُ کو اختیار کرنے کا مقصد اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا کے لئے نسبت باطنی کا حصول ہے. That Hazrat is saying suluk. Suluk means a path. That which path you want to walk to. We want Allah to send us here to walk onto the path to find Allah. And to find Allah, a person who walks on this path, he is called a salik. So a salik is a walker. So we are all walkers. And we have come here to learn how to walk, how to tread on the path of suluk. So if you want to walk there, somebody has to guide you. As our pious elders say, that tanha nahi chal sakayge hum raaz Allah ke raah mein, hum chal rahe hai, tum hamari saath chalo. That alone you won't able to walk in the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. We are walking, our elders taught us. Now you just follow us. You hold our hands and you walk. And see, if you follow the hand of your sheikh, in other words, we empty our heart for the pleasure of Allah, we have come here, and we listen attentively to all the programs, then we will see that now this is why I came here. Not just for itikaf, but I came here to learn that why Allah gave me life for a great purpose to get connected to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala makes me a true salik. And then a person who becomes a salik, who are real the people that are concerned about treading the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The other meaning or the other the name for suluk is tasawuf. Tasawuf are those people that used to wear clothes which are called suf. Suf means woolen clothes, simple clothes. In other words, they used to wear simple clothes, not really worried of their dunya, not worried of those things. They were worried of akhirat. They were worried of connection with Allah, not like myself. We are too worried of our clothes and everything else. So that is why the word tasawuf came from the word suf. That these people who are very simple and worried of akhirat, they came to be known as Sufis. And Sufis, then they started teaching the people the path of the tasawuf. And this is from before the word tasawuf came into existence, but this is from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his time, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam special to teach Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While the Sahaba were having a majlis like this in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, which is called Hadith-e Jibreel, he came, he sat right in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that also to teach us that when we sit in the majalis of our sheikh, of our mashayikh, then we should sit with adab, with respect. As far as possible, try and sit in the attahiyat position. If you're near a bit tired, you can move a bit, but try and sit in the respectable position. Jibreel alayhi salam, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat in attahiyat position. His knees touched the knees of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came in the form of a very handsome young man. And he put his hands on the, like how we sit in attahiyat, on his left. And then he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mal Islam? What is Islam all about? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered. Then he asked, What is Iman? What is Iman all about? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the details, An tu'mina billah, that to bring Iman in Allah Ta'ala, etc. Then he asked this question, which today we say tasawwuf. In that time it was called Mal Ihsan. What is Ihsan? What is the concept of Ihsan? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, as we will come in front and we'll see, this is exactly the same thing. أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. That now you start having such a connection with Allah, that when you worship Allah, when you make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and as we will learn, ibadat is not just namaz, fasting, our whole life is ibadat. And in such a way that you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And if you can't, though to say you can't see Allah, but you know Allah is watching you. Then you, so as life, you see in this world also, sometimes in many countries there's a long road, and we see along the time, as time passes, then you're traveling on that road, you see halfway now the name of that road changed. It's the same road, but the name changed, and it carries on, again the name changed. So same like this, in that, as time passed, that now it is called the tasawwuf. But it is actually Ihsan. It's the same thing that comes from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many people think that what is the tasawwuf all about? It's nothing new. It is the same concept which Allah Ta'ala has sent us in the world to love what? That is to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is what is the tasawwuf is all about. So Hazrat explains here that suluk wa tasawwuf or zikr wa shaghal. And what is the part of tasawwuf is that a person has to do a course in zikr, that is to learn how to take the name of Allah. And then to do shaghal, that is spiritual exercises, which our mashayikh teach us, that how we sit, how we make our zikr, etc. This is that part, when a person adopts this part, that now I want to also come into the part of tasawwuf, then this is not something out of the world, that now you're going to be flying in the air or anything, or now you become a big buzruk and you will be disconnected from the world. No, the object and purpose of this is raza Allah Ta'ala ki raza ke liye nisbat-e batini ka husool, that only for the pleasure of Allah. We have come here, not that I come here and I become bad, then after some time my shaykh will give me khilafat, and then I'll also get murid, and people will also respect me, and I'll also start getting presents. If we come with that objective, Allah save me first and all of us, then we will be falling off the path. So only and solely for the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be happy with me. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The happiness of Allah is the greatest thing. So myself, first of all of us, we have to correct our intention that I have come here just for the rizā of Allah. And then for Allah's pleasure, what have I come here for? نِزْبَةِ بَعْتِنِي. To get that internal connection with Allah Ta'ala. One is the outward connection, like we find people, the students come to the Darul Uloom, they learn all the different fields of knowledge of deen, and a person becomes a big alim also, and he can give big bayans on tasawwuf also. But like our Shaykh explained so beautifully, the example of that is that a person now he did his whole alim course, etc., but he can give a big bayan on tasawwuf. But if he's called up in a jalsa also, he gives a very beautiful bayan. But after that 1 hour, now he's only got nisbat-e zahiri. He's got outward connection with Allah. He only knows the outward masail. The inward connection still didn't come. So now after that bayan, now he's not talking about deen. Now he's talking about everything else. But when a person got internal connection with Allah Ta'ala, after the bayan also, when he's sitting with people, having meals, he's still talking about Allah Ta'ala. All the time talking of deen of Allah Ta'ala, because he's got that internal connection. He's got that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Like a person, you are traveling somewhere, you're in Hajj, Umrah, but you love your family, your children, your grandchildren so much that nobody has to tell you, think about them. All the time you think of, you in tawaf also, you thinking, hey, if my grandson was here, how nice it would be. And then when they have a phone, and they just talk on the phone, then see what a great enjoyment comes in your heart, because that's that internal connection. You got that internal connection with Allah Ta'ala, then all the time. Otherwise, the example of a person who's just got external connection, like generally students of deen, and that is why from this we understand also, that the path of tasawuf is not just for any ordinary person, it's for ulama also more important. That one is our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, gave the beautiful example. He says an alim that did his whole alim course, and he became a great alim, but he didn't realize the importance of getting internal connection with Allah. He's got the ilm of Nabuwat, the nur of Nabuwat still didn't penetrate his heart. Then his example is like, beautiful kawabs are made, very nice tasty kawab, but it is raw. So when you give somebody raw kebab, especially iftar time, he's so hungry, and it's not the time to talk about it, but we understand what food examples. You give him a raw kebab, and he just puts it in his mouth, he'll spit it out. So exactly the same. That is why many a time, ulama also, we complain, people don't respect us, because we are still raw. We haven't. So Hazrat says, when you come here to a sheikh, and this is the khanka all about, that when you come in the khanka, you'll get fried. And when the kebab start getting fried, then Hazrat says, even a Hindu, he say, I don't eat meat. But when he gets the smell of that kebab, he'll also say, I also want that kebab. Then you'll see people will go want to sit in your company all the time. It's not just coming to listen to a bayan. Then, and that is what Allah said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true righteous servants. When you just sit with them, you will feel the connection with Allah Ta'ala, whether they're giving bayan or not. So that is why this is an important aspect, to get this internal connection. Otherwise, another beautiful example our Shaykh gives, that if a person just got outward connection, is like a person who was working for a boss, a very close associate of the boss. All the males used to come to him. So a male came to him, and he opened the mail and he started reading the letter. He started crying. And so the boss also consoled him, what's wrong, why are you crying? So he said, I read here, our son has passed away. So he gave him all, tarheeb, make sabr, don't worry. So after that, then he told the boss, it's not my son that passed away, it's your son that passed away. Now the boss started crying. And then he couldn't console himself. So this is when you don't have the internal connection, you can give a big bayan. You can give people the reap. But when you got that connection, then you'll able to control, then sabr will come in you. So this is why myself, all of us, I need it the most. That is why Hazrat has commanded that we sit and we do the zarf. And this is a muzakara. Muzakara means for myself and for all of us. It's no bayan, it's nothing, it's a muzakara, what we have learned from our sheikh. We try and revise again our sabak all the time. And from this we can see how important it is to revise your sabak. You think you know your sabak, but the more you revise it, you realize, hey, I didn't realize this ayat is like this. This is like so. The more you revise it, the more you'll enjoy it. And then it starts penetrating the heart slowly and slowly. So the actual object is the nisbati batini. And this is why we have come here. But this is the ultimate. This is the end result. Many a times a person comes in the khanka and he just thinks, hey, I want to become a big sheikh. I want that connection with Allah Ta'ala. But as we will learn, that is the highest step on the step ladder. A person who just wants to climb on the top step and he doesn't start from the bottom, he'll break his head already. So we don't have to be in a hurry. We have to do the course gradually. And the course as we learn, that we see all the other programs that take place. Now we did Mashq of Quran Sharif. We learn Fazail-e Amal, all that. Those are all important aspects. That is the outward structure. If you don't have a structure, then how are you going to fill the inside in it? So as Hazrat is explaining here, that now the actual, our intention here, that we want nisbat-e batini. We want internal connection with Allah only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And what does it mean? Jiska matlab, Allah Ta'ala se khususi hubbi ta'alluq ka hona. That to have that special connection with Allah Ta'ala. And to have a loving connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is, Allah Ta'ala tells us that when a person brings iman, which is the most important aspect to become the friend of Allah, the moment you recognize Allah is my Rabb, Allah has given me my life, I have to become the slave of Allah, that is iman. When you got iman, Allah says, Allah waliyul ladina amanu. Allah declares that now Allah is your friend. Allah has made you His friend already. But now there are different levels of friendship. Like you stay in a town also, somebody come be looking for a certain person, you know him. Yes, I know that person. I just meet him every day in the masjid. What's his name? I don't know. I think they call him Babu Bhai or something. So you don't even know his name. You just where he stays. I think down the road, that side you don't. So that is just a very brief friendship. That is not real friendship. Friendship is somebody, he phone you 12 o'clock at night. He doesn't even have to say who is it. You know exactly who is this person. So when a person has got this internal connection with Allah and this loving connection, then your beloved, Allahu Akbar. All the time, when you think, you'll be in the thought of your beloved all the time. Nobody has to tell you, think of your beloved. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator of love. Allah is an embodiment of love. In this world, when you got some love, true love with somebody, if you truly love your wife, then you see, you're thinking of her all the time. You worried of fulfilling. Here, when you got the love of Allah, and Allah who is the creator of love, just get a drop of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then see the enjoyment of life is something else. Then now a person, there's no such a thing as depression in your life. There's no such a thing as life is boredom. There's stress in life. Because when you got a loving connection with Allah Ta'ala, you know there is nobody for me besides Allah. Then see the enjoyment as Hazrat explains there in front. So yeah, the object of what is this internal connection is to get a special connection with Allah Ta'ala, a great friendship, and this is the month which Allah has made special, this month of Ramadan Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has actually made this month that we are so unmindful throughout the year and throughout our life. At least now come to realize why I created you. Not just to pass your time, not just for tomfoolery, etc. To give you this great gift of connection with Allah. This loving connection with Allah Ta'ala, which is everybody is looking for enjoyment of life. But where we looking for it, it doesn't lie there. It lies here. And this is Allah Ta'ala's kindness that Allah has brought us here. We can't make enough shukr. And what is the real shukr? Not just to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah brought me to the Khanka, but to be present for all the programs. Attentively and early and before time, we should be present for all the programs. Whether Hazrat himself is doing the program, or Hazrat is distributing to other ulama, etc. He does it all from our Hazrat's prayers that we will get. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this. So that means that what is the tasawwuf all about? To get this khususi, this special connection and loving connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Jis se har hal Allah Ta'ala ki yaad aur uska hazir nazir hone ki wijdan ki wajah se apni har harkat aur sukoon uski rida ke lihaz rakhna hai. Now what is that special and loving connection with Allah Ta'ala, that now a person, every condition of your life, whether you're sitting, whether you're walking, whether you're talking, from the birth to death, every connection of yours, that Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, that I'm walking for the pleasure of Allah, I'm talking for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the presence of Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart. Allah is hazir, nazir. Allah is with me all the time. Allah is seeing me all the time. So a person has to do this course. This is the ultimate. We all want to reach there, but as we learn, we have to start from the bottom. Start with the course properly and pay attention, and we'll see, as our Hazrat explained yesterday also, that all of us virtually have come here requesting du'as for Allah from Hazrat, that Allah make us His friend. Allah make us His close friends. We all want to have that. But Allah Ta'ala's system, we have to walk on the path. And then Allah Ta'ala will grant us this great gift according to our desire. And even if we didn't reach there, when we are on this path and you pass away, Allah Ta'ala automatically gives you that certificate. That this person was walking on the path of suluk. He wanted me. So our desire and our talab should be there all the time. And then a person will find, under all conditions, you will be conscious that Allah Ta'ala is watching me all the time. Allah Ta'ala is with me all the time. So a person, when you're thinking of your beloved, he might be far away also. But it is like he's right in front of you. He's right close to you. So a person, then all the time, he will feel the presence of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like we learn, that when a person is walking on the road, for example, and he knows that Allah is with me, now he won't cast evil glances. Even if a woman just walks past, by mistake his eyes fall, immediately he'll look down, and then he'll realize that this is a nazru sahmu masmum, that this evil glances is a spear of shaitan that has got poison on top. And if you leave mantaraka maqafati, you leave out this glance, you turn away immediately, you make istighfar, Allah Ta'ala says, abdaltuhu iman. Now I will change it into iman. Now you will see iman will come. And how you will know iman has come? وَجَدَوْ حَلَاوَتَوْ فِي قَلْبِ. You will find the enjoyment of iman in your heart. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us understanding and realize that now every ma'ul, because now you start getting the presence of Allah Rabbul Izzat, ab apni harkat, har harkat aur sukoon, mein uski raza ke lihaz rakhna. Now in every matter of yours, every movement, whether you are sitting, walking, whatever you are doing, whether you are going to relieve yourself, whatever, from morning till night, birth to death, all the time you will be keeping in mind the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala who gave me my life, Allah must be happy with me. And how will Allah be happy? Not just I make a intention, I'm loving for the pleasure of Allah, but I still love my own life. No, what is to check that whether I'm loving for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Here Hazrat explains in front, which is the very important aspect here, that the preliminary cause, this is more important, then we can start filling the reality in our heart. That, yani puri zindagi, har lamha shariat ke mutabik ho jana. That now a person is worried and concerned. For Allah to be happy, I have to follow shariat. That is the command of Allah. That is the kitabullah. Allah Ta'ala has given us this great gift. And when a person walks on the path of sharia, then you will be walking in the pleasure of Allah. And that also not walking how I think according to sharia. I think I understand sharia according to my brain. No, sharia, it doesn't work according to our logic. Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us what is the laws of Allah and the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we have to be following that path. And that is why we see that we start with the basics. We start with encouragement, fazail, amal, etc. Then all the masail, all just a person has to do. And then a person will get life in his body. Then a person will start seeing that the enjoyment of life is that to go for salah. The enjoyment of life is to love in the obedience of Allah. When your eyes open up in the morning, the first thing to realize, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. Who gave me another life? Who gave me the sleep? Not just that my eyes opened up. You don't know which minute your eyes closed and which minute your eyes open up. Ask anybody, can you tell me exactly which minute that you fell off to sleep? You say, I don't know. Which minute you woke up, you don't know. The alarm woke you up, whatever. So this is that every minute a person has to walk on the path of shariat, which is extremely important. And then a person realizes that a shariat e haqqa mizan e razai ilahi hai. That the shariat, that is the laws and the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which we call our deen, that is our way of life, that is the scale to measure. It is the measuring tape. It's like a thermometer. Today with all the stupid virus, etc., the pandemic, wherever they go, they want to test this thing with a thermometer, check your temperature. We have to check our temperature, whether I'm connected to Allah or not. What is my temperature? How much am I connected to Allah? And how to check that? We have to check, how much am I treading on the path of shariat? How much am I walking on this path of shariat? And this is like in this world, shariat, as our Hazrat, and the true shariat e haqqa, the proper true shariat, which you will get from the pious ulama-i rabbaniyin, not our own idea of shariat. Not that we say today we're living in a modern world, that we have to follow modern times. If we don't come on TV, then how are we going to spread shariat? How are we going to spread deen? Not that type of shariat. So this is the scale to see that if Allah Ta'ala gave you some extra money, now where are you using it? Are you using it in buying unnecessary things or going for holidays, or whether you're using it in the path of Allah? You came to the Kanka, you spent some money to come here, or you went for Umrah, etc., under normal conditions, then that is the sign to see that how am I spending my life? Am I just wasting my time? I think I got some free time. Now just wasting it on the social media, etc. So this is our measuring tape to see that the Shariat, am I following Shariat? And in order to follow Shariat, you have to have the knowledge of Deen. So it is extremely important that without knowledge of Deen, you can't even get the love of Allah Ta'ala. You can dream of it. So it's extremely important. The outward form is also extremely important. Like as we will learn in front, that Hazrat explained, Allah Ta'ala first makes the body in the womb of the mother, 4 months and 10 days. Allah first makes the form, then Allah puts the ruh. And on the other hand, just the body alone, like now I'm talking, doing everything. If my ruh goes out, I can't do anything. I can't move my hand, I can't talk at all. So both are very, very important. But the real, the essence of everything will be when the ruh has got that life. When that ruh got that life and is in the body, then see the enjoyment. And this is what you'll find, enjoyment of life. So namaz is not just a ritual. It's not just a duty. Now you'll find namaz has got everything for me. Whatever I'm looking for, it's in namaz. So then Hazrat explains here, that mukhtasar, ye ke nisbat ka matlab, dawa mein zikr aur dawa mein ta'at. So in brief, what is the summary of this whole the introduction? That we have come here to do the cause of tasawwuf, to do the cause of ihsan, to gain the internal connection of Allah Ta'ala. And what is this internal connection? Dawa mein zikr. All the time a person is in the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what is that all the time you in the zikr? Dawame ta'at. That all the time you in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, not that a person just makes zikr, he makes his zikr and then he's walking with a tasbih all the time, and now I'm a Sufi. Now you're not worried of your wife at home, you're not worried of your other work, etc. Now I'm just disinclined from the world. That is not a Sufi. A Sufi, he worries of the hukukullah, the rights of Allah also. And the hukukul ibad, the rights of his family also. You'll do your business, 8 hours you in your business. But dawami zikr, what does it mean all the time you'll be in zikr? That you are conscious, I mustn't do any backdoor deal. I mustn't do any haram deal. I mustn't cheat a person. If somebody send me goods, the merchant send me and they send me extra, I don't say, oh, today it's my luck that they send me extra goods. No, immediately you inform them. Any short payment, immediately you inform. So all the time, 24 hours, a person is now conscious. And that is a Sufi, that all the time you worried. And like Hazrat explained, a Sufi is not that person, now he thinks, I came to get the connection with Allah. So all the time you on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. That I just make zikr, etc. And our Hazrat says, our Dada Shaykh used to say, a real Sufi is that person who doesn't only keep his eyes on the arsh of Allah, he keeps his eyes down also. That while I was walking, did my trouser go below my ankles? On the one hand, you making tasbih, but you don't know your trouser is gone below your ankles, you in sin, you in guna. So how can you reach Allah Rabbul Izzat? So that is it. A person engaged in salah and he says, I'm making namaz for Allah's pleasure. But when you get up, you moved off the line. That is why when you get up, our Hazrat teaches us, and just towards the end we learn in the last ashara, that now when you get up for your second rakat also, look little down and see that you put your feet back on the line. Straight on the line. So a Sufi, his life is totally balanced. It starts with zikr on the tongue, but that zikr has to penetrate the heart. The consciousness of Allah Ta'ala has to come in my heart all the time. And then a person realizes and understands, tamam ta'at mein sabse muhtam bishan ta'at namaz hai. From all the obedience of Allah, from all the commands of Allah after iman, and all the ibadah that Allah has commanded us, the most outstanding and the most important and the most valuable command is this command of namaz. And that is why we see namaz is the only command Allah Ta'ala specially sent Jibreel alayhi salam to call, to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very great honorable guest, to Allah Rabbul Izzah directly. And where Al-Nabi, Hazrat Jibreel also couldn't go further,
Hazrat Jibreel had to tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now Allah has invited you right at the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And there when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached there, Allah presented, Allahu Akbar, on what a golden tray, Allah presented salah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That you came to Miraj in my company, your ummah will also want us to say, take salah for him. That when they go into sajda, they're very close to me. But that if I know what salah is all about, if I realize what, otherwise I'm reading namaz for how many years, it's just like myself, up and down, kiss the ground, back to town, I'm so in a hurry, because I don't know still what salah. So we have to do the scores, like a person who doesn't know how to use the computer, and you tell him to use it, he'll use all his own mind and he will get lost, he won't. But when he does the course in that, then he'll see, oh, I was typing on a manual computer. Now I don't want this manual computer anymore. Now I'm moving up in life. So exactly the same, that a person realizes that the most important the pillar of deen after iman is salah. And salah is that thing that jiska asar tamam buraiyon se bachana aur zindagi ke har shoba ko ibadat banana. What is the effect of real salah is, now salah automatically, your namaz will take out all the sins from your life. Automatically namaz will take out all the sins from your life, and your life will become, every minute it will become ibadat. 24 hours now you will be in ibadat. In other words, the most important thing is to get connected to Allah, is to rid all those things that make Allah unhappy, and that is sin. So the effect salah is, inna salata tanha anil fashai wal munkar. Salah is that great gift Allah has given us, that when you start learning salah, start performing salah properly, this doesn't mean that I still don't know how to perform, so I mustn't. No, you start, you carry on your course, but realize, how long am I going to just read salah like that? I must know, and once you start doing the course, then you see that generally we hate ourselves for any sins in my life. I don't know, I don't want to look at woman, but I just look. On my phone, I just look, and you hate yourself. When you start performing salah, automatically salah will take out all this. It is much more easier to do a course in salah and correct our salah than taking out sins from our life. And when we correct our salah, sins will automatically go out from our life. But we have to make salah properly. And then you'll see that every moment of your life, every department of your life will become ibadat. Allahu Akbar. Because now all the time, salah will teach you discipline in your life. Salah we have to perform as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. That see how you have performed salah, how you saw me. And as we have learned in the last ashara, that today we don't see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But it came down this whole beautiful chain. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught it to Sahaba, they taught it to their students, and then till today we learn from our mashayikh how to learn and perform salah. Then a person will realize that every department of life I have to follow my imam, that is Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then your whole life, like Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that apni zindagi ko sunnat ke mutabik bana dein, to puri zindagi ibadat ban jayega. That if you make your whole life just according to the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your whole life will become ibadat. 24 hours you will be in ibadat all the time. So this is the cause of the salah, jiski Quran, tafsil, Quran wa hadith mein aayi hai. And we find the details have come, the importance of salah, etc. And how to perform salah, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned clearly in the Qur'an-i Kareem, then the details in the hadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has informed us through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. اسی لئے روزِ محشر میں سب سے اول نماز ہی کا حساب ہوگا. From the category of ibadat, the first thing Allah will question us is our salah. That did you perform your salah properly? Did you make your salah? Did you make an effort on salah? Because if you learn salah, then your life will come right. Your whole deen will come right. Your whole dunya will come right. You'll be all the time in the obedience of Allah. You'll get that connection of Allah Rabbul Izzat all the time. But first, as we have mentioned, we have to climb the steps. And what is the step ladder? Namaz ke fazail aur ahmiyat, ulama aur mashayikh hamesha se tahreer farmate chale aaye. And that is why we find great ulama, from ever, they have printed so many kitabs with regard to the fazail of namaz. Like the kitab of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh. Let us sit and listen attentively. Don't think it's just kitab reading. Listen properly, attentively, and with the intention of making amal. Then you'll see the shauq, the desire will be created. That, hey, I must become a proper person, man. And the easy way, let me learn my salah. And then the importance of salah, great, great ulama and mashayikh have all the time written about it. Or isme Hazrat mentions here, Hamari Shaykh, that is Sufi Iqbal Sahib is saying, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali kabhi ek risala, fazail-e-namaz, bahut hi mubarak aur mu'asid kitab hai. He says the one kitab of our great Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mona Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that fazail-e-namaz, fazail-e-salat, which we hear every day, this is also very effective. It is very blessed. So we should listen attentively. Don't just think, no, it's kitab reading. Kitab reading is very, very important. That is the thing to create desire, to create talab. When you got desire, then only you are able to move forward. So that is the one aspect, to create desire. Now when you got desire, now to how to do the thing. That is, the outward structure must be correct. And where you will get this outward structure, or namaz ke zahiri masail, kutubi fiqah mein daraj hai. And the outward masail, which is the pleromani cause, which is most important, if you don't have the container, how are you going to fill the thing inside? We say we want the nisbah, the connection with Allah, but you don't have your outward namaz. How are you going to fill connection with Allah? How are you going to get the love of Allah Ta'ala? So the outward masail are also very important. Here just brief masail are discussed. And we must think that when I went to madrasa, I learned briefly some masail of namaz. Do I still remember it? Do I know how to make my istinja properly? Do I know how to make my wudu properly? Where can a person reach Allah when we don't make istinja properly? We just throw in water, we don't rub ourselves properly, we don't make istibra, that is all the drops must come out and I'm rushing for namaz. No, it doesn't work like this. So this masail, that is the laws of Shariat, has been mentioned in beautiful kitab, and two simple kitabs, Hazrat has mentioned, Mukhtasar taur par Urdu mein Risala Talimul Islam. Talimul Islam was a kitab that was taught also in the Madaris all the time previously. Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Ali wrote this kitab. Then the other very great kitab which we learn here also based is Rewar. Metawa Tamam Zururi Masail Ka Bayan Hai. In here, all the great, important masail of namaz are mentioned in Behesht e Zawar. Very, very important kitab. And from this we learn, when we go home also, make taaleem, have this kitab also in our taaleem. And learn one masail every day, and revise it. Then you will find and see that, lekin Quran wa sunnat mein uski bhi wazahat hai, ke namaz ke tamam fazail, aur zindagi par uska asar, حقیقی نماز یعنی با روح اور خشوع و خضوع والی نماز حاصل ہوتا ہے جس میں احسان کی کیفیت یعنی انت عبد اللہ کانک ترا کا منظر ہے. And although we have to realize, one is not just now only get involved in the outward masail. Like we say, you become a proper alim, you know all the masail of namaz, etc. Here it is mentioned clearly, it has been made. They clearly mentioned that in the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, clearly it has been mentioned that all the virtues of namaz, the real effect will only come into you when that namaz has got a soul also. It must be a body and a ruh, which we will learn inshallah, we will carry on. That khushu, that humbleness and that concentration and devotion in namaz is attained, then you will get this kafiyat of ihsan, the special connection with Allah Ta'ala, which we mentioned, which is ihsan, to try and make ibadat of Allah in such a way that you know you are seeing Allah. Or as though you are seeing, or Allah Ta'ala is seeing you. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding that we have this eagerness and we want to correct our salah and get this close connection with Allah Ta'ala.